Every person who has been head of the SAR government has said he regards young people's opportunities of upward mobility as important. Ironically, over the past decade, there has been a tendency for young people's downward mobility to worsen. Local academic studies show that between year 2001 and 2011, young people's median income fell and middle-class jobs became markedly scarcer. In recent years, unemployment has been quite low, and Hong Kong now boasts what is almost full employment. On the face of it, young people do not lack job opportunities, but it is another matter whether they can find good jobs, achieve their own wishes, and move upwards. It is hard for them to find letters of promotion at work, and property prices remaining high, there is little hope that they can buy their own homes. Furthermore, Hong Kong's political system is hardly democratic. It is therefore understandable that young people harbor discontent. As for the SAR government's support for them, it is clearly inadequate. The authorities have set up a commission on youth, which advises the CE on matters concerning young people. But most of the young people of outstanding talent sitting on it are wealthy people's children or grandchildren. That has led to suspicion that the body may not be down to earth. No government agency centralizes the implementation of the government's youth policy, and it rests with such bodies as the Home Affairs Bureau and the Labor and Welfare Bureau to do so. Many departments are involved, whose efforts are not coordinated. Is there any reason why youth affairs can be satisfactorily handled?